This weekend, we celebrated the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi. October 4th is his feast day. We actually have his statue in the back of church. When I was a little kid, I remember seeing a cartoon with the... it was a description in the cartoon of a saloon or a bar. And there were broken tables, there were broken chairs, there were men lying all about. And the doors of the bar had just closed. The doors of the saloon had shut. And the caption read, "And from that time on, no one ever dared to call St. Francis Assisi." St. Francis is the patron saint of the ecumenical movement because people of all different faiths and denominations and religions love and respect St. Francis. So it's appropriate that tonight, when we have our ecumenical prayer service, we'll be asking his special intercession. I hope all of you will join us tonight at 7 o'clock for our annual ecumenical prayer service. Last year, the Methodists hosted it. This year, we're hosting it. We have 8 to 10 different denominations that will be joining us tonight to pray for Christian unity. Today is also Respect Life Sunday. The whole month of October is devoted to respect for the sanctity of all human life from the moment of conception until natural death. We live in a culture and a society where life is under attack. At every stage, life is under attack. We see that in our society, our culture, things like assisted suicide is growing. Euthanasia is becoming more and more prevalent in practice. Just read what's happening out in Oregon where they have this assisted suicide. And we see, and you just have to read the newspapers to see the increase in homicides and genocides in different places of the world. Suicide, infanticide, these things are on the rise. And we have to be reminded, certainly during this Sunday, Respect Life Sunday, that every human life is precious, every human life is sacred, that God made each one of us in His image and likeness, that Jesus died for each one of us. That's how much we're worth. That's how much each human life is worth, that we are immediately and directly created by God in His image and likeness, and Jesus died on the cross for each and every person. If you ever wonder about that, look up at the crucifix and you'll see the value of a human life. The fact that Jesus gave His life for each one of us. So the church wants us to always be reminded of the dignity of each and every human person. And again, life is being attacked from the earliest days to the end of our days, that we have to be very careful to try to fight against this current of death in our culture. And we need to be people of life to help build, as the popes have said, a civilization of love and the culture of life, so that we will respect life at every stage. In our society, we see that more and more human life is not being treated with respect. Think of the research now with the embryonic stem cells, where human lives, unborn human lives, are killed for medical research. We think, of course, of abortion, which takes 4,000 lives every day in our country. And it's been going on now since 1973. The numbers are staggering. 48 million unborn children since 1973. Compare that to what the Nazis did in Germany in World War II. 6 million Jews. Well, compare that to 48 million unborn Americans. So we have a Holocaust taking place in our society right now. I recently heard the statistic that about when parents have discovered that their child in the womb is Down syndrome, about 90% of these babies are sadly aborted. So that's taking place in our culture, in our society right now. So we as Christians have to turn the tide. We have to be pro-life. God is pro-life. That every child is a blessing from God, Every child is a gift from God. Children are not burdens or punishments or mistakes. Children are blessings. Blessings from God. And we need to keep reminding ourselves of this very important truth. It's not just a matter of faith or religious truth. It's a human life issue. It's the human rights issue. Yes, of course, as Christians, we should be even more pro-life. But, you know, medical science tells us about the unborn child in the womb being truly a living child. And we need to defend those who cannot defend themselves. The womb should be the safest place in America. Sadly, it's the most dangerous place in America right now. So what can we do to turn the tide? Well, of course, the answer has to be prayer and fasting, prayer and penance. That alone will convert our nation. We know that next week we begin the week of prayer and fasting for the conversion of our country, for the end of abortion. And that's something we should take very seriously, to pray the rosary every day for the end of abortion. That's the most powerful pro-life prayer, because in that prayer we say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." So that prayer alone can convert people's hearts, that the fruit of the womb is truly sacred, truly blessed. We should also, of course, stand up and take action, such as the March for Life on January 22nd, and today, the Life Chain, that great witness, where today we'll gather at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and pray the rosary together out in the corner of Linton Hall and 29. And as I mentioned last week, I just don't just want to see 200 people there. There's no reason why we couldn't have 2,000 people there. Our parish now has close to 10,000 members. We should easily be able to get that many people out there to pray the rosary and to hold pro-life signs. And one of the signs we hold is that Jesus heals and forgives. And that's an important sign as people drive by, because many in the past have chosen abortion. They're wounded. Dads, moms, aunts, uncles, grandparents have been wounded because of abortion choices in the past. And the church is offering forgiveness and mercy and healing through organizations such as Project Rachel and Rachel's Vineyard, where those whose lives have been touched by abortion can receive forgiveness, healing, and reconciliation with God and the church. So what we need to do, of course, is to pray and to work hard to promote the sanctity of all human life. So in this Respect Life Sunday, we ask our Lord to intercede for our country, to bring about the conversion of our country. We ask our Blessed Mother to intercede for us as well. And we pray that each one of us may be thoroughly pro-life and respect human life at every stage, from the moment of conception until natural death. God bless you.